Hello students, welcome to module 1 of the chapter Bicycle in Good Repair. This is chapter 9 from your text Honeycomb. Now, we will move into the very first introductory slide of the chapter. As you can see that this is, I have chosen a black and white photo of a bicycle. And this bicycle, as you can see, it is all very modern bicycle with those wheels and those brakes and all the seats and this stand. Everything is modern, so it is not an ordinary bicycle I have chosen. So anyway, a bicycle is a bicycle and is meant for a long ride. It is meant for a short ride. It is meant for a child going to school. It is meant for a person who goes to buy vegetables in the market. So a bicycle helps in many ways, and you know that in many nations of the world today, people go to their offices riding their bicycles in order to reduce the pollution level of that nation. Now, so this is the very first introductory slide, and the writer is Jerome K. Jerome, as you can see. So the title of the story, as it goes, A Bicycle in Good Repair. So a bicycle in good repair. Good repair, repairing of the bicycle is being done in this story, as we will see. And it is in good repair. Now, this term good repair, okay. So, it means that yes, the repairing of the bicycle is being done in a good way, in a proper manner. Now, whether this is true or whether this is an ironic in a way, we shall see. Why the writer is writing good repair, bicycle in good repair. So, whether this is really true, yes, or is this a sort of ironic statement made by the writer? So, a bicycle in good repair. Now, moving on to the second slide, we will see the summary. Okay, the summary, or what are the main points in the first half. Okay, the whole chapter has been divided into two halves. So, this is module 1 and the first half has been dealt with. Now, this in this first half, what is there to read? Now, one of the friends of the author suggested that the two should go for a bicycle ride the next day. The author reached the place half an hour before his friend and was waiting for him in the garden. The author's friend inquired about his bicycle and called it good looking. Now, so there are two people, okay. There are two people, the author and his friend, who suggested, this friend of the author, he suggested that the two should go for a bicycle ride the next day. So they make a plan, yes, that they will go for a bicycle ride the next day. Now, the author reached the place half an hour before his friend and was waiting for him in the garden. The author's friend inquired about his bicycle and called it good looking. So, both have this bicycle. Now, this author's friend, he is a little bit curious. He is saying that whether this bicycle is, obviously this is your bicycle, so this looks quite good, and he in a sort of praises the author's bicycle. He calls it good looking. The author replied that it went easy in the morning but got a little stiff in the afternoon. Now this when the friend inquired that how it worked or how it functioned. So this writer, he had a very pleasant sort of way of replying to his friend's question. He said that it went very easy in the morning, okay, and it ran smoothly in the morning but got a little stiff, means there was a little difficulty while riding it in the afternoon. Soon the man gave it a shake, holding its front wheel and the fork, shaking it violently. Now, as you can see the picture on the right hand side, see the author's friend, okay, is, as I told you, is a little bit curious, very much enthusiastic. Now, as soon as the writer said that, It got a little stiff in the afternoon. Means there is a, he's sort of hinting towards a problem that yes, it did not run smoothly in the afternoon. There was a little bit hindrance in the afternoon. So it got a little stiff. Now, as soon as he hears this, the man's friend, he gave it a shake, holding its front wheel and the fork. Let me look. He said that, yes, let me look into the matter. Let me see what is your problem and I'll soon set it right. Now, the writer doesn't have anything to say because he is his friend. So, the in no time, without thinking twice, before he could say anything, before he could express anything, the man gave it a shake, holding its front wheel and the fork, shaking it violently. Okay, soon the front wheel is taken out. Okay, the writer's friend, as you will read the story, you will notice that his friend is extremely confident that yes, there is a problem and I will definitely sort it out. So what he does, he gives, he takes out the front wheel and shakes it and the fork also. So he thinks that the front wheel is the source of the problem. The problem is there in the front wheel. Now, this was followed by taking out later the other parts of the cycle. Now, when this this front wheel was taken out with the help of a hammer, as I've written, and this hammer was brought by the author himself, and in no time, okay, as the author went out for bringing the hammer, within that time only, this in the meantime only, the author's friend takes it out. Okay, it was very easy for him, and when the author came back, he saw that the friend was twiddling it round between his fingers with all its parts lying on the gravel path beside him. Now, this front wheel had been taken out, as you can see on the right hand side. Okay, I've used a picture imagining the writer's friend. He is holding a front wheel in his hand. So This wheel is taken out by the writer's friend. Very easy. Okay, very easily takes it out and very happy taking it out. Yes, the source of the problem is this one. I'll set it right. He was found twiddling it round between his fingers with all its parts lying on the gravel path beside him. Okay, see, any machine, the bicycle is just like a, it is like any other ordinary machine or any machine. So be it a small, be it a large machine, everything has its small parts. Everything has its fine screws which need to be tightened, which need to be loosened. And a person who doesn't know the mechanism of a machine might fall in trouble. So this was what happened with the writer's friend. We will see when we will go into the details. So this front wheel is taken out along with the its fine screws and the balls and so on. Now, moving on to the third slide. Okay, moving on to the third slide, we will see that the author is quite unsure and anxious. He insisted on putting on the various parts of cycle in place, but his friend wanted to check the front wheel. Okay, he unscrewed something somewhere and out came around almost a dozen of the ball bearings, making the matter worse. Now, this man, this author's friend, he was quite confident, as I said, and little bit arrogant. I'll use the word arrogant for him. He was not ready to listen to what the author's wise wisdom spoke to him, inner voice spoke to him. He was sure that, yes, what I am doing is right. So he unscrewed something somewhere and out came around almost a dozen of the ball bearings, making the matter worse. Now, the ball bearings, okay, you can see on the right hand side, I've used a picture. Okay, it is a single picture of a ball bearing, and as you can see, this ball bearing is very important. Okay, it is a very important part of a bicycle, and this ball bearing is essential. Okay, if any of the ball bearing goes missing, though it is every ball bearing is very small, and every ball bearing it's very small. Okay, number of ball bearings are there, it might get lost also, but each and every ball bearing for a bicycle is important. So a mechanic, when he when he repairs a bicycle, or when he takes out all the parts while repairing, then he makes sure that yes, all the parts are put in place, and none of the ball bearings get lost, because if any of the ball bearings get lost, then the machine might land in trouble. So here in this case, the machine which lands in trouble is the author's bicycle, and the person is none other than the writer's friend. So out came a dozen, means almost a 12 of the ball bearings, making the matter worse. His friend again insisted that the author must collect all of them, or else the bicycle might not get back to its old condition. Now the thing is that, yes, the author must collect all of them, means the author should help him collect it, because all those have they were all spread on the gravel path beside him, or else the bicycle might not get back to its old condition. So this friend is a real fool, because he is not able to realize, he's not able to understand that what I have done is wrong. I should stop here, because the writer is trying hard to make him understand, or else the bicycle might not get back to its old condition. Just now I repeated that a machine is to be opened, is to be repaired only by a mechanic, and that too that mechanic has to be good. That mechanic should know something. That mechanic should not be like he is fumbling for his knowledge, he is fumbling for his confidence. That should not be there. That mechanic should be sure of his work. Everybody should be sure of his or her work. So both of them collected around 16 of them and kept those in his hat. So more than a dozen ball bearings were lost. So around 16 of them were collected, and none of them were sure. The writer was not sure, obviously, and the writer's friend was also not sure whether all the ball bearings had been arranged, or whether all the bearings had been found out. This made the entire situation more complicated. As I just now said, that ball bearings are, though small, though very minute, as you can see, okay, very little, very small, and this minute little thing, but these, as you can see, the little balls all around it, and this space. So this is what is a part of a ball bearing, though minute, is one of the most essential parts of a bicycle or any other machine where it is used. So we cannot ignore it, that yes, out of, suppose here's 20 ball bearings are there in a bicycle, and only 16 have been found. So 4 are lost. So those 4 cannot be ignored. Those 4 are essential. We cannot ignore those 4 ball bearings. And the writer knew it. Yes, he did not have anything to do, because he knew that, yes, I cannot prevent my friend. Okay, he tries hard to make him understand. He's very polite. Okay, the one thing to be noted is that writer is very polite. He doesn't use harsh words. So he doesn't, he cannot say directly to the poet's, to his friend, that yes, please stop here. Please stop your foolishness. Please go back. Please leave my bicycle. It was in good condition. Now it is in, you have made a complete mess out of everything. So these are the thoughts which actually go around in his head, which come up in his head, and which are not spoken by the writer. Okay, that is that thing is to be kept in mind. These are not at all spoken by the writer, but his attitude, his anger is obvious in all the expressions he uses, as we will move, as you will see in the second module. So a machine is to be treated just like your own child, and it has to be taken care of, and it has to be taken care of by a person who knows something of it. Now moving on to the fourth slide, the fifth and the sixth. Okay, all three slides, as you can see, the fourth slide contains the difficult words and meanings, right hand side, and on the left hand side, the important paragraphs which contain these words, those are there. So the words go like this: proposed, agreed, pleased, stiffly, violently, shake, whacking. And the meanings are there on the right hand side. Now, what I would suggest is, while reading the chapter, as I've divided the chapter into two modules, and you will see while reading that the text is itself divided. Okay, there are two parts in the text. So two modules I have taken. So this, the word meanings are to be read. They are to be read side by side while reading this, the paragraphs. Okay, because the corresponding paragraph is to be read, because it will help you out to understand the chapter better. So this is the fourth one, and the fifth slide contains 10 words. And you will notice that I've used both words or phrases here. Okay, so let us see what is there. There are 10 words: wobble, worth, dangerous, firm, twiddling, remnants, gravel, bearings or ball bearings, trouble, get off. So get off is a phrase. So this these 10 words or phrases, these are there. So I have used both the terms using an oblique, and the meanings are there on the right hand side. Again, the same thing, the paragraphs are to be read and the difficult words and meanings correspondingly. And then the final slide, the sixth slide, it contains 4 words. This is the last slide of the module, and the words go like unscrewed, rolled, groveled, sensible. Okay, so these 4 words are there on the left hand side, and the meanings are there on the right hand side. And again, the same suggestion, the paragraph which is there on the left hand side, it is the corresponding paragraph, and the word meanings are to be read side by side. So what we see in module 1 is that yes, the writer is having a busy time with his friend's work, and the friend's proposal that they should go on a long bicycle ride is completely, it disappears in thin air in the meantime. And amidst all this, this bicycle, the author's bicycle, it falls in troubled hands, and the author's friend, he is not ready to listen to anything what the author is saying, because he's confident enough that yes, what I am doing, I am helping my friend out. He has a good intention though, that yes, I am helping my friend out, and I would set the bicycle right anyhow, and we will have a nice ride after that. Okay, it will be suitable for that long bicycle ride. But little did he know that the parts which he is taking out, and the fact that he is involving himself in repairing the bicycle is going to land him in great trouble. And instead of setting things right for the writer, he is actually making him land in more trouble, in more problems, more complications. The bicycle becomes more, it was wobbly maybe, there is a chance, it's not clearly written in the text, it was a little wobbly maybe, as he says that it goes stiffly in the evening. So this wobbling condition of the bicycle, it deteriorates. Okay, it wobbles more, as we will see in module 2, because of the all the efforts, all the tricks, all the experiments of the author's friend. So this was all in module 1 of the chapter.